The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 18th of January, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, if you thought we were done with iPads, think again. There's some new rumors going around. Looks like we're going to be getting some new iPads for 2019. Believe it or not, one of them is a mini. Now, how many years has it been since we've actually seen a new mini? I can't even think that far back. Now, just so you know, this information comes from the DigiTimes. Yeah, not the best track record. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. I don't even know if I'd put it at 50-50. But they're actually citing Taiwanese supply sources, saying that, looks like some stuff's moving through the conveyor belts over there, and we might be getting a mini. Then not only that, we might actually be getting an iPad 7, too. Yep, same sources are saying look for an iPad 7 and an iPad 5 mini. Sometime in the first half of this year. Meaning, maybe the 2019 Worldwide Developers Conference? Yep, that might just be the place we'll be seeing these things. Fitbit is going to team up with the National Institutes of Health over in the U.S. of A. That's going to let users sync their accounts with all of the U.S. research program. Yes, meaning all of your Fitbit health data? Yeah, you can pass it along. Now, the National Institutes of Health, that's the NIH for short, this program was actually announced way back in 2015. And their aim is to include insights from at least 1 million participants to help deliver precise medicine. Yeah, meaning you're a guinea pig if you feel like being one. They're not the only ones out there saying, hey, I want a little piece of this. We all know about Research Kit over there from Apple. Not to mention the Apple Watch is a little bit ahead of the game too, since its software for apps lets the medical scientists gather insights already. So it was kind of fitting that Fitbit might want to go this route. As for your privacy and all that sort of stuff, Fitbit didn't really touch on that. You just might want to read the very, 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 very small print, before passing all of your data around. Just when you thought Google kind of said, forget the smartwatch, we got better things to do, they went ahead and said, wait a minute, we got $40 million laying around, let's do something with it. So they decided to spend $40 million on Fossil secret smartwatch technology. Under these agreements, Fossil will transfer a portion of its R&D team over there to Google. They're actually the ones responsible for the intellectual property being sold, and have a dedicated team with hardware experience working internally for its Wear OS software platform. Meaning we're probably going to be seeing some new watches pretty soon, I would imagine. Nobody spends $40 million and says, never mind. And finally, speaking of new tech on our wrist, forget that. How about some new tech in our ears? All right, this actually has nothing to do with new tech at all. This is actually more of, I've got a fashion statement that I want to express. Earbuds, you see them everywhere nowadays, don't you? And one of the most popular ones out there is the Master and Dynamic Buds. Yeah, they're kind of expensive, $299. But if that ain't enough for you, like I said, you need to express yourself in a fashionable way. How would you like to buy the exact same things for $995? And you're saying, why would I want to do that? Well, because these say Louis Vuitton on the side. Yep, that's right. That price increase gets you a little bit more bragging rights, apparently, for exactly the same tech that would have cost you $300. Now, some people have already got their hands on the Louis Vuitton earbuds. And one of those reviews said, they're very comfortable and they sounded so good. What's funny, too, is they also had some blind tests, too, where they gave people the exact same thing, just without the Louis Vuitton logo on it. And they said, they sound good, but not as good as a Louis Vuitton. God, you gotta love the placebo effect, don't you? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for everything that is British tech. Get on over there and check it out for yourself right now. Also, you can see us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Monday. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself an awesome Friday and a great weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.